Zinc. Zinc is a mineral that is essential to many vital processes in our body. Zinc helps you synthesize DNA and other essential proteins and is critical to your immune system and healing wounds. Zinc helps you smell and taste your favorite foods and enjoy the aroma of flowers. Since our bodies cannot store zinc, we need to get it from our diet. The recommended daily allowance, the RDA, of zinc is currently 11 milligrams a day. Oysters are the foods with the highest concentration of dietary zinc. Other foods high in zinc include red meat and poultry. Crab, lobster, beans, nuts, dairy products, and whole grains are other good sources of zinc in our diet. Zinc deficiency is more common in the elderly. According to one study that included zinc in both diet and supplements, 20 to 25% of older Americans get less zinc than they need. You don't have to be elderly, however, to be low in zinc. Vegetarians and people taking water pills can also be zinc deficient. When you take a water pill or diuretic, along with extra sodium and water that the medicine flushes out, your body also eliminates more zinc. Whole grains and beans that contain zinc also have compounds called phthalates. Phthalates attach to zinc in your food and interfere with your ability to absorb the zinc from your gut. Vegetarian diets contain more phthalates because they contain more whole grains and more beans and less red meat and poultry, which is rich in zinc. Some suggest that people eating a vegetarian diet may need up to 60% more zinc than what's recommended by the Food and Drug Administration. Zinc supplements interfere with another mineral, copper. Oral supplements of zinc are used not just to treat zinc deficiency, but as a treatment for Wilson's disease. Wilson's disease is a rare genetic condition in which your body is unable to process or detoxify copper, which causes copper to accumulate in your liver and in other organs. This eventually causes liver failure and death if not recognized and treated. Oral zinc supplements can treat Wilson's disease by inhibiting the absorption of copper. Zinc stimulates your immune system. It also helps inhibit viral replication, which makes it an exciting option in treating viruses like skin warts and the common cold. One study looked at people who had at least 15 warts and who had failed conventional wart treatment. They were divided into two groups. One group took oral zinc, 10 milligrams per kilogram, up to 600 milligrams a day, and the other took a placebo. 60% of those taking zinc had no warts left at the end of 1 month. Within 2 months, 86% were wart-free, compared to no improvement in the placebo group. There are about 500 million colds per year in America, with an average of 2.5 colds per year for most Americans. Can zinc help treat the common cold? Yes. There is evidence that proves that zinc supplements shorten the length of a cold and make its symptoms less severe. The effect is most potent when you start zinc within the first 24 hours of cold symptoms. You can shorten the length of a cold by an average of 1 day by taking zinc acetate lozenges containing 13 milligrams of elemental zinc up to 6 times a day. Zinc supplements can also affect specific antibiotics by attaching to them, decreasing your ability to absorb them. This can result in getting only part of the antibiotic dose, causing it to fail to cure your infection. So to avoid a treatment failure by not absorbing the entire dose of an antibiotic, you should separate your zinc supplement from certain antibiotics so it can't touch it and attach to it. Here are 4 tips on taking zinc supplements. Stock up. Keep zinc lozenges on hand before your next cold so you can start them as soon as you notice you're having cold symptoms. Number 2, if at all possible, start taking zinc within the first 24 hours of noticing the cold symptoms. The longer you wait, the less effective it will be in decreasing the severity and the length of your cold. Take one lozenge of zinc gluconate, 13 milligrams, up to 6 times a day for up to 6 days. Number 3, don't mix zinc supplements with certain antibiotics. When taking antibiotics like ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin, also known as Levaquin, tetracycline, or doxycycline, you should space out your antibiotic from any zinc supplements. That includes vitamins and minerals as well. Zinc supplements should be taken at least 2 hours before the antibiotic dose or at least 4 to 6 hours after. Number 4, space out your iron and zinc supplements. Zinc can also attach to iron tablets, preventing you from absorbing them. This is okay if it's part of a vitamin and mineral supplement, but if you are anemic and taking iron tablets, you should separate zinc supplements from iron tablets by at least 2 hours. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.